Blog Talk Radio.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
How do you contact Mona? Her website is thepsychicview.com and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Mona is available for special events, VIP receptions, Las Vegas trade shows, and personal readings in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona holds the Privileged Psychic Arts License through the City of Las Vegas and is the published author of Chancing Life, Wisdom in a Dice Toss. Call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Remember, Mona changes lives one at a time.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Sunday. So it's hot here in Vegas. So for those of you who live here, you already know that. We've been going through not only excessive heat, but wow, the smoky, icky air that's out there right now. So I've been spending a lot of time indoors. I've been doing an awful lot of purging. Do you ever buy something at the store without trying it on? I don't usually do that very often, but I bought this really cute top at the store, tore the tags off, was going to wear it out to dinner last night, and it didn't fit. So I will be donating that to someone I think it will fit and will look really cute on, but it was just, so I'm going through my closet. I'm really getting brutal. I'm getting rid of what I'm not wearing. You know, they say that, on New Year's Day that you should actually hang all your clothes with the hanger backwards. And as you pull clothes out that you like to wear, you just put the hanger back forward. And at the end of the year, or 6 months, you should take all those clothes that the hanger is still reversed on and get rid of them because you're really not wearing them. So some people do it at a six-month segment. Some people do it after a year. But that's part of what I'm doing today is pulling everything out of the closet and hanging the hanger up reversed. And that, and I'm going to get rid of a bunch of stuff now, but that by the end of the year, if those hangers aren't turned around because I wore that item, I'm not going to charity or giving them to somebody that might, you know, like it better. But, yeah, you know, my closet is full of things that I'm not wearing. So there you go. So that's the big purge going on because the weather outside, the air quality isn't so great. So I'm staying kind of close to home and in the wonderful air-conditioned air. So I'm going to go to calls here. I have somebody here from the 904 area code. Let me get them on the air. Hello, 904. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. My name is Patty. I'm calling from Florida.
Oh, hi, Patty. What's your question?
Hi. I wanted to see what's going on with work. It's kind of toning down. I think it's just a seasonal drop. But if you see anything picking up or changing within the company or any other opportunity arising.
Well, okay. So, Patty, if you could work at your dream job, it wouldn't be this one, right?
Right.
Okay, I'm just saying.
I know how to do it.
I'm not even turning cards over here, girl. But I'm telling you, I just get this vibe that you sort of want a reason to leave. And I'm just telling you that if you don't like it anymore, that's reason enough.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let me see what the cards say. Because I'm telling you, I don't want you to use the excuse of events or circumstances happening to you to motivate you to leave. I just want you to leave. Because the thing is that this may be something that's happened with you before. It might be a pattern that you've gone through before where you get to a point at a job that you don't like it anymore. So you either wait until the crap hits the fan, or you get fired, or in other words, some event happens that it elicits sympathy from people so that when you get the next job, it might be easier to get the next job. And I'm telling you to not let it get to that point.
Right.
I'm telling you to just go ahead and find another job. I mean, I'd rather you schlep coffee at Starbucks than do a job you don't want.
Right. I mean, I'm sort of in that position where I know I'm tired of it, but I'm a little still needing the money, and I'm kind of, you know, a little bit afraid to stop doing it until I find something else.
Okay, well, that's what I'm saying.
I'm only
part-time,
so I do have time to, you know, check out some other things.
Well, here's the thing. I don't see that unless you keep in this sort of prickly vibration that you don't want to be there anymore, instead of taking the vibration that you're in divine timing and that you're exactly where you're supposed to be till you're in the next place. And
okay.
And what I would do if I were you is I would find some job that I like better and go for that job, because you're going to be worth more money with a job, finding another job, than if you decide to leave or whatever happens at this job. Because, see, I see what's going on here. You've gotten to the point where you don't even want to get along with the people that you work with.
Right.
Well, no, it's not that
I don't want to get along with them. It just sort of isn't happening for reasons.
Okay, but my mom always said, you got to be nice. You got to be nicer to the mean people, especially at work. And this is political. You got to be nicer to the mean people, because the mean people, the mean people would be, what's the word? Dismissive of you. If you weren't at least a team player, okay? But see, what I'm getting in your cards is you've already checked out. You don't want to work there anymore, so you're waiting for circumstances to set you free. And I'm actually telling you that it's time for you to find a job that you might really like. So if you were in Vegas, I would actually tell you to go apply to a job like Expedia.com has a big center here. And if you had a job at Expedia.com, you could travel for very, very inexpensive, because you're in essence a travel agent. So you would be able to get your rooms for half price if you traveled and got away for the weekend. You might even get, you know, some sort of an airfare trip to check out a hotel or a certain place. And so in your spare time, you'd have more stuff to look forward to that would be basically a benefit from work. Do you see what I mean?
Yes.
But it's saying that you have to work the political system where you are in order for you to segue into another opportunity that is more fun, more interesting, not as boring.
Right.
Okay?
I get it. Yeah.
But what I'm trying to tell you is that you keep waiting for the big crap going to hit the fan event so you have an excuse to leave.
Yeah.
And I don't want you to wait for that event. I want you to actually just go ahead and find another job.
Okay.
And I think you can find another job that pays the same or more than what you're making right now. You just have to make the decision to do it. All right, Patty. See you later.
All righty. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 303 area code. Hello, 303. Who's this?
Oh, hey, Mona. My name is Allison.
Oh, hi, Allison. Have you called before?
Oh, it's been a really, really long time.
Well, welcome
back.
Because for some reason I recognize your name. So what is your question for me today?
I need a second part-time job. I work, I have one part-time job that has odd hours, and so it's a little bit challenging to find a second part-time job anyway, but I need about another 10-12 hours, and it's got to pair with my job now, and I'm just really just don't know how to, it's just not working right now for me to try to get one.
Well, okay, so I have an idea. And it has nothing to do with you going and getting a job per se. But have you ever thought about, as sort of a part-time opportunity, getting yourself bonded, in other words, actually insured and bonded, and do house sitting for people? Now, this may be house sitting with or without cats, but let's say it's without cats, and you're the person that just makes sure that you stop by the house a couple times a day, you pick up the paper, you turn certain lights on and off, you make sure the plants are watered, and you do it for a modest amount, say $20 a day. Well, right there, if you have a couple houses that you're doing a month, right, and mm-hmm. somebody's taken off for the weekend and they're gone for 3 days and you charge $20 or $25 a day to basically check on everything, well, you've just made an extra $150 a week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought of that, actually, yeah. I thought of a lot
all
of
right.
things.
Okay.
That's one of
well,
them.
Because what I'm telling you here is you've got these cards that say you could get one job that pays you enough that you don't actually have to work a part-time job, but that you have to get out of your comfort zone to do it. And
mm-hmm.
And it's also saying that you may even be able to get a raise where you are now if you decided to take on more responsibility at the job you're at now.
That's not an option. That actually is not an option at my job now.
The full-time
taking on, even just offering to take on more responsibility is not an option. Just the way that the tasks and the positions are designed,
Here's your card. Let me tell you your cards. Your cards are talking about that you're feeling stuck right now, but you don't know how to be unstuck. All right, there's something that happened at work that they really hurt your feelings. I mean, it's like you're not treated very well at this job. Then there's a person that you report to that's kind of a dick. I mean, really not the nicest person on the planet. And then you finally decide, I don't want to be in pain anymore, so I'm going to look for something else. So my suggestion would be for you to find another full-time job. Before you actually quit what you're doing now, find another full-time job that pays you better and that maybe even has better hours. And then the last card says, it would be really great if you worked at a job where you didn't feel lonesome when you went to work. It would feel really great if you went to a job where you actually felt like you were friends with the people you worked with.
Well, I do love my job, and the person who is a dick is not my boss. It is a coworker. Yeah, it's just a coworker, and you know, I've dealt with that. I deal with that in my way that I have to. I work at night, so I work alone at a radio station. So, I love my job. I really, really like being there. Aside from the asshole. Excuse me, the dick who's my coworker.
Well,
you know,
that's fine.
Okay,
Steve, here's the thing. Allison, my memory of you has just come back full force, all right? And one of the things that I remember about you is that when you call and you talk to me and I give you some suggestions, you argue against my suggestions. And that's okay. You can do that. It's part of the process.
Yeah.
It's great. But what I'm getting is that you can take your skills, that whatever you do at that radio station, and apply it to working overnight at a TV station. And it allows you to go to another level of experience, but it also allows you to take your communication, broadcasting, media skills to a place that actually might pay you better money. Because what I'm getting here is that this jerk that you work with is supposed to motivate you for you to realize what you don't want. So if the job is great, you like the work, then you actually go to a TV, start looking to see if the TV stations are looking to hire someone that does what you do. And then what you do is you say, look, I'd like to take my skills to the next level, and I really would like to work for your station. Then you get to, like, resign, and Dickweed's going to have to do it themselves for a while because you found something better. But I'm telling you, it's time to end what is not feeding your soul and go towards something that actually feels like you're appreciated. So, all right, gal, got to go to the next call. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
See you later. Bye.
Bye.
All right, I've got somebody here from the 561 area code. Hello, 561. Who's this? Hello, 561.
Hello?
Hi, it's Mona. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. It's Stacy. Sorry about that before. I just want to know, I guess similar to the last caller, when do you see an opportunity for me working, you know, something good coming in that's going to last a while?
Okay, so when you were getting onto the phone, you broke up when you told me your first name. So what's your first name?
Oh, Stacy.
Stacy.
I had to take the call. Yeah, I had to take the call outside because I guess I don't have Wi-Fi.
Wi-Fi. Yes, because you were all breaking up and everything. All right, so I'm drawing the cards for you. Hold on. Let's see what they say. So, Stacy, darling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's the right way, the wrong way, and Stacy's way. Okay? Now, mm-hmm. I'm not criticizing you. I'm just saying that you have your way of doing things. And what mm-hmm. I'm getting here is that I want you to look at the best of the skills that you do and how it would rely or embrace in another direction. Because here's the thing, you're kind of stuck. I mean, and it is similar to the last caller, but what I'm seeing with you is that there are opportunities that would present themselves almost as soon as you showed up and wanted them. The other thing that's kind of missing from your vibration is the idea of trusting that the universe is guiding you to the next thing. And that if you literally embrace that concept that the universe is guiding you to the next thing, then what you seek will also seek you. Because mm-hmm. what I'm getting here is that I'm picking up this very reliable, albeit a bit quirky, woman here. In other words, mm-hmm. there's your way of doing things, okay, which is not, please, and I'm not criticizing you on that. I'm just saying that there are people that are going to embrace the idea of your way of doing things
mm-hmm.
and make it feel actually comfortable for you to be yourself. Because the cards are talking about here is stop fighting, don't take on burdens that aren't yours, and start imagining and creating in your expression inwardly and outwardly of the new opportunity. So what do you do for work now?
Well, I do clerical admin, office, secretarial, whatever comes, but I'm just waiting for the next opportunity. Summer's kind of slow, so that's why I wanted to know.
So if money was not an issue, what would you do to fill up your day?
Well, I'm constantly, you know, sending stuff out, you know, applying.
You're not answering my question. If you didn't have to work, if money was not an issue, if you did not have to bring home a paycheck, what would you do to fill up your day?
Oh, well, I don't like just doing nothing. I would volunteer my time, take a walk in nature. I like cleaning, and like you're saying, when you donate, when the things you haven't worn like I do, I donate. I took bags of stuff and donate because I like clearing
up. Okay, wait. I'm going to stop you again. What do you do for fun?
Oh, well, I went out actually the other night. I went out with a friend to these outdoor cafes, went dancing. I also like sporting events. So I like getting out. Yes, I do get out, not that often because I don't have the means to get out.
So I have, first of all, it's saying that with your discipline and focus, you can find another job. And I'm actually encouraging you to find another job, even if it's the exact same work you do now, but someplace else that would celebrate what you bring to the table. The fact that you are you're kind of a turnkey kind of gal. You know, it's like, I'd almost like to see you working for a guy that has a business, but is at the point right now where he can't answer his own phones and he needs somebody to sort of act as his assistant and answer his phones, act as his office manager, in a way acting as his executive secretary in a way. But
yeah, I did apply for that. Yeah.
Well, because it's saying that the quirkier the guy that you get hired by, and it's a man, the more this is a good fit for you, all right? So that's the first thing I want to throw at you. The second thing I want to throw at you is, because you've got this very unique way of looking at things, have you ever thought of the idea of being a sort of secret shopper? And I don't mean doing a secret shopper where you're working for another company. I'm actually saying you yourself are the secret shopper. And that what you do is that you reach out to companies that are looking to have someone act as a customer and go in and actually go through the experience of being a customer and then rating the company on the service. Mm-hmm. Now, what I think would be wicked awesome is if you took the fact that you are you're great with English, you've got great clerical skills, I would love you to do sort of a secret shopper blog, like on the internet, as a side business. And that what you would do is that you start out now doing, you know, the neighborhoods you live in. Like, what city do you live in?
Delray.
I'm sorry, say that again?
Delray, Florida, Delray Beach.
Oh, perfect. So you could be the person that is sort of the unknown shopper for your city, okay? And then what you do is you sell modest, you know, a modest amount for advertising space on your blog. So let's say you do a restaurant that's in your city that you really like, and you give them 5 stars, and you write this review about why they're so fabulous. They might be the best place for waffles in the city. Let's just say that. And then you go to that restaurant and say, by the way, there's this great review on my website about you guys. I gave you this great review. Did you want to have prime advertising space on my blog? And for a modest amount, say, $100 a month. They pay you $100 a month to be a featured advertiser on your blog. But you can't really start going and hitting people up for advertising until you have content on your blog.
That sounds interesting, because I like shopping, dining out.
Well, exactly. So you could actually do reviews of certain things, not necessarily naming names or trashing people, but giving people an idea of why they should go visit there. And that you can say that... You can have places for people to put comments, but it's almost like, I don't know if you're old enough to remember this, but back in the day there used to be a guy that called himself the Unknown Comic.
I heard of that.
Yeah, and it was, look it up online. It's called the Unknown Comic. It was a guy that came out on stage with a paper bag over his head and 2 eyes cut out, and he would do these really stupid jokes. I mean, bad jokes. But... there was this little, he had this, his little 5 minutes of fame back in the day for being the Unknown Comic. So if you could be, you know, the secret shopper of Florida.
Wow.
And you ended up creating a blog. It really wouldn't matter where you worked, because if you ended up with, say, 50 companies that advertised on your blog, which would be must-see places in the city you live in, and let's say they're all paying you $100 a month, or even something modest like $25 a month, even 10 companies at $25 a month. That's $250 a month that you wouldn't normally have. But it's inexpensive enough that that someone could write you a check for the whole year.
No, that sounds good in addition to doing something.
Exactly. But it's saying it is time for you to find another job, too. So find another
job. Do you see it happening soon, me finding a job full-time?
What it says is that you have to jump in with both feet and want it. You just need to keep doing what you're doing. And 90% of you getting a job is meeting the person that you're going to work for. But I see you working for kind of a high maintenance guy he's not upsetting or mean or anything. He's just high maintenance and needs focus. And all you need to do is tell this guy, look, I can keep you focused. I can keep you successful. And that you may end up in a situation where you get put in an office, but you get all this free time so you can work on your blog.
That sounds wonderful because working, similar to the last caller, when you're working with a bunch of people and a lot of them were younger and they like to go out party, and I'm not kind of like them, and I guess I wasn't staying there. I guess they hired somebody else, I guess, because... Mm. It wasn't my skill level, but a lot of them liked, they smoked.
You didn't feel connected there. And it's time for you to be in a job where you feel connected. All right, gal pal, got to go. Thanks for calling. See you later.
Okay, thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 757 area code. Hello, 757. Who's this?
Here.
I'm sorry,
Hello?
You said your name's Pete. What did you say your name was Peter?
It's Kier, K with a K.
Oh, Kier. Oh, what's your question for me today?
Whatever spirit wants to bring through.
Okay, so you must be relatively new to my program, because that's a full reading question,
Okay, I thought since you were pulling cards that you could just pull them, but
yeah. So if I could have a subject that you'd like clarity on, then I could be more effective for you.
Okay, well, I'm actually having a difficult time with trying to find a job. I'm making a decision whether or not I'm going to go to barber school or not, because you got to go every day throughout the full year. I only had a week as well, so supposed to be starting that tomorrow, but I don't know, and I'm just kind of like sitting and not knowing what to do because I kind of was let go.
So you know that barbers are incredibly specialized. You know that, right? That you have to go through some very specific training to be able to put that red, white, and blue pole outside of your it's very, very specialized. Now, I have to tell you, I'd love to see you complete that. You're a little scared of it.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm getting is that once you get very, very comfortable doing this, then I actually see that you would be incredibly successful at this. And, the thing is there's a huge difference between doing cosmetology and being a barber. The thing about being a barber is that I could see you opening your own sort of sports-related men's barbershop. Now, yes, all men's barbershops are probably like that. But I actually think that you would bring it to sort of a higher level of class where it would be a bit of a retreat for the guys. So they may come in and get their hair cut, but there would probably also be someone that would manicure their fingernails. And I have to tell you that it's almost like going out for the guys. In a way, I see you actually ultimately having your own business, and that by you having the credential of going through the process of becoming a barber, because it's a very grueling school, but once you get through it, I could actually see you having a place where a guy can get a manicure, but then he can get his hair taken care of, he can get a manicure, he might even have a massage, none of those happy ending massages, an actual real professional place. And then there would be a little sports lounge where you might
mm-hmm.
serve a couple beers and some scotch.
Mm-hmm.
So after they've gotten their, or even while they're getting their manicure, they can actually be drinking a little shot of scotch. There could be TVs all around the room. So there'd be the barber room where there'd be five or six barbers, but then there would be sort of the retreat room, almost like a men's club.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I actually think you might end up setting this up in a very sort of affluent downtown city.
Okay.
Where it's a whole different version of happy hour.
Mm-hmm.
So a guy gets off work, he comes to your place, he gets his manicure, which again, not, you know, some, you know, fruity little manicure. It's literally a manicure to take care of his nails, because most guys don't take care of their nails. Right,
mm-hmm.
And he gets his hair trimmed. He might get a nice, you know, open razor shave, has a nice little glass of scotch or an espresso or whatever, and then he goes out and he meets people for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
So it ends up being, it's and you got to come up with a name for this, my friend.
Yeah.
Because
I'm going to roll through with it.
Well, because what I'm seeing is that you see, you get these great ideas, my friend, and you go, you know
mm-hmm.
what, I could do this, I could do this. And, you know, the gift of being talented at a lot of things is you're talented
mm-hmm.
at a lot of things. The challenge
yeah.
of being talented at a lot of things is it's hard for you to focus on one.
Yep.
Absolutely. If you can look at this like, I need this credential in order for me to actually have the vision I want to have.
Mm-hmm.
And the vision is for you to... You see, one of the really big trendy things that has happened for women are those blow-dry-and-go salons where a
mm-hmm.
woman just goes and has their hair washed and styled.
Yeah.
They don't want it cut. They don't want it colored. They just want somebody else to make it look good.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing with men's hair is that if a man is really taking care of their cut, they actually need to have it maintained once a week.
Yep.
So you could actually do a subscription service for your barbershop.
Okay.
So someone comes in and for say a flat fee of $120 a month, they get a shave and a trim
mm-hmm.
for say $120 a month or $150 a month. And that if they don't show, it's, you know, they might get four tickets for $150 a month. And they just bring
okay.
a ticket in.
Okay.
So it's like a subscription, you know, and I've never, ever heard of anybody else doing this.
Me either.
So
either.
You decide
I
to
like
do
the
it
idea
in a whole,
that.
Yeah, you do it in a whole different way. And the cool thing about it is that you have a very, very good marketing sense already. So in
mm-hmm.
addition to being the guy that owns this and probably also does hair, you're gonna be the guy that markets your venue. So
mm-hmm.
a guy that comes in and does a haircut for, say, $25 or $30, will then sit down and have a manicure for another $25, get a shot of scotch for another $15, and
mm-hmm.
before you know it, he's in that day, he spent $100 or $150 or more if you happen to have a couple of professional people that do massages.
Yep.
Having this whole that's just geared for men. I mean, really, any
yep.
woman that would walk in and say, well, yeah, you know, you can have a barber cut. Yeah, we can do a manicure for you. But, you know,
mm-hmm.
it really is designed for men.
Yeah. Yep.
You see what I mean?
Yeah, that's a great, great idea.
All right,
that's
my friend. Thanks
idea.
For calling. See you later.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 706 area code. Hello, 706. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Sophia.
Hi, Sophia. What's your question?
The question I have, Mona, is I have this overwhelming feeling of something on the horizon, kind of.
Yeah.
So I was wondering if you could kind of give me a little wee insight what the cards may say. I don't know if it's career or monetary or.
Well, you got to give me a category. Because you're,
let's
gotta give me
career.
A category.
Let's go with career. Let's go with career.
Okay. What I'm trying to tell you here, and I'm glad you said career, because what your cards are saying is that you are absolutely correct that something's coming. You are totally correct, all right? The cards are literally talking about coincidence is going to be your best friend. So the more that you can do things that actually emphasize growth in your career in some way or making you better in some way, the more that you can learn something new and pay attention to the people that are doing the same thing, the better. I have to tell you, I did a reading for a gal yesterday, and I said, look, you've really got to take advantage of how the universe is trying to pay coincidence with you, and that you need to take advantage of the coincidence that the universe is paying, is presenting. And so I said, for example, let's say some guy, Bob, from high school, connects with you on Facebook. And she goes, okay, you're freaking me out because Bob from high school just connected with me from Facebook. Now, that doesn't happen to me very often where I pull a name out of the air and it happens to be the person that, you know. I said, there's a reason that's been presented to you. It's not necessarily for a love relationship in her case. It's for you to pay attention to something, okay? With you, you're about to go into this sort of blooming phase where you are more than, better than, greater than you were in the past. And it actually talks about breaking your own rules a little bit. And it starts by you stepping back from things that cause you pain. So if there's a coworker that causes you pain, avoid the coworker.
Okay.
Do you see what I mean?
Oh, exactly.
Okay. So, and matter of fact, if this particular coworker likes to dump work on you, what you do is, in addition to avoiding this person, the next time they try and give you extra work, you actually use your boss's name as a reason for you not to do the extra work for the person. So let's say your boss's name is Sam, and let's say this coworker's name is John. So next time John comes up and says, hey, Sophia, I need you to get this done for me, say, you know, John, I really would love to help you with this right now, but I'm in kind of a crunch project for Sam. So you're going to need to clear it. You're going to need to clear it with Sam for me to take on this extra stuff for you right now. So what
I've had that problem in the past, but I don't have it now. But that Facebook,
excellent.
Your first
excellent.
Example, that resonated. That's why I started laughing.
Okay, because what I'm trying to tell you here is that coincidence is what allows you to bloom into your full potential. Now, it's not meeting somebody that sells, you know, Herbalife. And suddenly they want you to be a district manager. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about there could be somebody that you used to work with or somebody that used to be an acquaintance that has maybe a job that is a much better fit for you. I mean, I know a friend of mine that met somebody socially, and just because they really liked each other as people, the woman ended up offering my friend a job, paying her way more than she was making at her current job, or the job she just left. I mean, and it's because the woman saw the value of what this person brings to the table, and so she actually offered her a position based on that value, not based on what she made before. And that's what's going to work for you, which is why you have this anticipation feeling like tomorrow's Christmas Day or something.
Correct. It is a good feeling. I wasn't going to.
Oh, no. I'm not getting anything
on that,
bad
but it
here.
Is. It's an overwhelming good feeling. And I got up this morning, and I'm a member of a Facebook group.
Right.
From a book I read. And there was a young lady on there that pretty much just. Stepped out and did. She's actually in Hawaii right now at a workshop. And it just set off like fireworks in me. Like, and it's something I've been pulled to do. But reading that post, it took me off cruise control. Does that make any sense?
Oh, totally.
But I wasn't sure, but you're on it.
Okay, so what if, Sophia, and I'm just going to throw this at you, what if this whole life is designed exactly for you?
Mm-hmm.
Because I believe that it is. I believe this whole life is designed specifically for each person. And
mm-hmm.
that now you're ready to get past the fear and into the adventure of your life.
Yes. Oh, wow. You always have a way with words. That's it?
Wow. What a sweet thing to say. All right, gal pal. Going to let you go.
Thanks, Mom. Because
I think you got this. See you later.
Bye.
Bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 509 area code. Hello, 509. Who's this?
Hi, this is Erica.
Hi, Erica. I'm pretty good. What's your question for me?
Well, I was involved in a car accident Wednesday. Some drunk driver blew a stop sign, and it turns out he was also on drugs and hit me on First Street.
Oh, yeah. Erica, that's awful.
I know it is. I'm just grateful that it wasn't a lot worse, you know? Like, we could have just died there.
I'm grateful that you're still with us.
Yeah, me too. I guess he threw us off to a semi that had a tractor, and I didn't even recall that. But I guess that's what happened.
And, so you're breaking up a little bit, girl. So I don't know what's going on with your phone. But what's your question for me?
I just wanted to know how you see this unfold.
Okay. It's really important, especially over the next 3 months, that you are not overdoing it. That that I really do, if you don't already have it, I really want you to get legal help to make
mm-hmm.
sure that that this is all ruled in your favor, because you didn't
mm-hmm.
do anything wrong here. But what I don't want to have happen, and I have to tell you, have you already contacted an attorney?
Yeah.
Okay. So because what I'm seeing here is that you may need to see if you can work from home specifically, or have somebody drive you to and from work, because
mm-hmm.
I'm not seeing that you don't fully recover. I see that you do fully recover. But what I'm also seeing here is I'm seeing sort of a squirrely thing from the other insurance company about really judging your – in other words, they're going to say you're fine, and I just want you to make sure you are. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah, well, I want to go get checked too by, like, a chiropractor and stuff.
Okay, sweetheart, there's – I'm getting sort of a mumbling – from you, that when you talk, the voice, your voice goes into blah, 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 blah. So I hear part of the words. So I need you to really articulate clearly and make sure that your phone mouthpiece is like right by where you're speaking, because
uh-huh.
I'm not getting that clear question. So let me ask you this: what are you doing to take care of yourself right now?
I'm busing because he totaled the car. So, but regardless, I would have bused either way, everywhere.
Okay, so you're taking the bus to and from where you need to go?
Yes, and
I even
had a job interview, but I couldn't make anything. So.
Okay, and you said you just had a job interview?
I was supposed to. I just called her and said I couldn't, and she said that she can arrange for me to get rides to work, which is really nice of her.
Okay. I really want you to let people help you right now. And what I'm telling you is that you do not overextend yourself right now. Don't do more than you need to do. I don't want it to appear to the other insurance company that you are totally perfectly fine. Because what I'm getting right now is that you need a lot of rest. And that the fact that you have somebody that is going to help you with rides to and from work, you need to take that help.
Mm-hmm.
Because yeah. what I'm getting here is the next 3 months are crucial to how things rule in your favor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
So the thing is that, you know, it's beyond just getting the car replaced. It's also about lost time and mm-hmm. and any injuries you might have.
Well, I just kept telling myself, like, why was I, you know, in that specific moment? Like, I wish I could go back, but I already, like, forgave myself. And the only problem is that I don't have a legal license. Mine got suspended because of a previous ticket. But driving is so essential, and I did try to, like, restore it, but I just wasn't able to. Like, they weren't able to work with me or willing to work with me. And so Monday morning, when I go get on the bus and then go to the county, and I know about this new program that they added that helps you reinstate your license. So I'm
right.
going to be there very, very early, and I'm trying to get things done, like, on my end, so that when I do go to court, I have a license and everything, you know, but that's...
Okay, that's all good, what I'm trying to tell you is that you have to do whatever you can right now to take care of yourself. That's the message in the cards, and the next
mm-hmm.
3 months are crucial for you to do this. So whatever you need to take, so this, your cards make total sense to me. Because what it's saying here is that this is an experience that you have to go through.
Mm-hmm.
You have to go through exactly what you're going through right now. And it's not about bringing harmony to anybody else's chaos but yours. And the fact
mm-hmm.
that people are stepping up to help you, you need to accept the help.
Yeah.
And that when you, so you're going to go to this county program, they're going to help you get your license reinstated. I want you to be all in. Emotionally, spiritually, physically, all in getting that done.
Mm-hmm.
Because
okay.
because what I'm telling you here is that there's a reason that this happened. You were brought up by your short hairs a bit so that you pay attention to what's important, okay? Literally.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you could, I don't think that any other thing could have gotten your attention more effectively than what just happened. And thank
mm-hmm.
God that you're okay.
Yeah. Yeah,
so now you know, I mean, you've been given the most, probably the clearest example of if you don't take care of your life, nobody else is gonna. So when you put the energy, the intent out there that you're ready to take care of things, you're ready to take care of business, you're ready to take care of your life, then the universe starts to support that.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Okay. Yeah,
all right, gal pal.
I'm scared, you know.
No,
yeah.
Don't be scared. Be guided. Whole different thing. You know, the other thing is that if you're traveling around anyway, stop by one of the dollar stores and pick yourself up a Jesus candle.
Mm-hmm.
And every morning before you actually leave the house, I want you to light the candle, and I want you to say the prayer on the back, and then your request. Your prayer would be for getting your license back.
Yeah. Well, I didn't
okay.
get any tickets at the scene, which is really crazy. Nothing. I didn't get, nothing. Like, I don't get why, but I know it's going to surface out that I didn't have a license. And I was scared that I'm going to get a misdemeanor, even though it's, I mean, I'm really
okay,
not
so
criminal.
I'm not worried about that. The guy
yeah.
was driving drunk. The accident happened.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is supposed to get your attention. So now you're supposed to get it all done the right way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay?
But what I'm seeing is that you do get it done the right way. But every morning
okay.
you go stop by the dollar store, get a Jesus candle. Every morning you light that candle, you say the prayer on the back of the candle, and you say, Lord, help me to get my license back. And then once you have your license back, everything else falls into place.
Yeah.
So don't, as my mother used to say, don't borrow trouble. Don't imagine or visualize or worry about things that haven't happened. Instead, concentrate on where your power is and what you need to get done. Because when you worry about the past, it's depression. When you worry about the future, it's anxiety. The moment they have all the power, where all the power is right here. Right here, this moment. That's where you have all the power.
Well, thank you.
All right, gal pal.
Really
got to go.
Yeah,
see you later.
You.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
All right, I've got somebody here from the 630 area code. Hello, 630. Who's this?
Hello.
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 What's your first name?
Lisa.
Lisa, what's your question?
Okay, so my parents passed away, and I've had someone that's been helping me with the estate, like the house has to go on the sale, and I have two other sisters, et cetera, and it's just a little complicated. And this guy I thought was good. He seems like he knows what he's doing really, really good, but he's, like, not returning my phone calls. I want to, like, be kept, like, kind of a status update on what's going on, and I think he tries to take total control and not really respond to me.
Does this guy have dark hair and dark eyes?
So, I mean, not real dark hair.
Okay. There's a guy, this guy, when you look at him, the guy that I'm seeing here that I like for you is a guy that's got dark hair and dark eyes. He is an expert at this, whatever it is. So let's say you need somebody to sell a property. I would actually choose a guy specifically that had dark hair and dark eyes.
So I don't know what to do because, like, this person didn't call me back. I'd asked, like, for Thursday and Friday, and now it's going to be Monday. And then I do need to talk to him. I mean, there has to be some clarification with them.
Okay, Lisa, dear, here's what I would do. Because you need an answer, I would send an email. An email. And then I would copy you and your sisters on the email. In other words,
No. I don't have any involvement with them. He's representing me and helping me with my portion of the estate.
Okay.
So there's nothing
to do
with my sister.
The way you need to do this is you need to address this in writing because phone calls are not working with him. So what
could
you
I also talk to a secretary, like, and just tell her that I have some things that I do need to talk to him about in the next couple of days, and I'm not sure why he didn't return my call, but I need to return the phone call.
No. You can't go into sort of a victim energy with this guy. You've got to go into proactive, I'm your client, you work for me energy, okay? And that's why I'm actually telling you to think about writing an email that says something like, let's say his name's Bob, all right? Dear Bob, I have made several attempts over the last few days to reach you via phone, and you haven't returned my calls. I'm getting to the point where I'm feeling pressure about taking care of certain matters, and I'm thinking that maybe you have too much on your plate, and I might need to find somebody else to represent me. So I would appreciate a phone call as soon as you got this email. And that if I don't hear from you, then I'm going to disengage from I'm going to disengage as a client from you and find somebody else.
Do you get the feeling that he doesn't really want the case or he just wants to handle it and not talk to me?
Here's the thing, is that the guy that you're working with right now does not want to be the guy that handholds anybody, all right?
Exactly. Okay. And I'm the kind of person, whether it be a doctor, Mona, or anything, I need communication to feel like I'm a partner in the process.
Right.
It's just that's who I am.
Yeah, but he's not in the same style as you, is I guess what I'm trying to tell you. So the man that's coming up as the perfect match for you to handle your estate is a man that has dark hair and dark eyes, and he's very successful, and there's a warmth about him that you don't have with the current guy.
Yeah,
but you need to put it in writing. You need to say, when I decided to engage your services to help me with the closing of my estate, I had a different impression of your client style.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that this is a good match for me, because when I call someone that is working for me, I expect a phone call back within a reasonable amount of time. And I have called you 5 times, and you have not returned my call. So I would like to, if I don't hear from you by the end of the day today, I am going to disengage my relationship with you as a client and find somebody else.
Well, I also have a retainer that has to be returned, which I could get just through his secretary sent to me, the check.
Well,
okay, because I would need to get to.
Then what we do is we send the email to him and copy his secretary and say, because I don't think that this is going to be a good
I'm going to pick up my check. I'm going to pick up my check. That's it. I'm just going to say I need the cash for future services, and I'd like to pick up my check in a couple of days, and I'll give a call to the office, and I'd like to pick it up by the end of the week. I swear to God, I'm picking up my check.
All right, well, that's fine. But what I don't want to have happen is that's why I'm telling you, for you to give a reason and listing the fact that on your phone you've called him 5 or 6 or 7 or whatever amount of times it was, and that he has not called you back, that you have made an effort to reach out to him and he has not called you back. So you don't think this relationship is working. You would like your retainer back, and that you'll pick that up on Tuesday or Wednesday next week. But you need to send it in writing. You can't do this.
I gotcha. Okay, yeah. I might talk to the secretary first one more time, then give one more email. So, like, my other question is this. Do you see this taking a long time, this whole process?
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Mona. Each week, Mona selects a fan from her Facebook page for an extended reading, so if you'd like to be considered, please like her page. Her Facebook page is Mystic Mona, and you may also follow The Mystic Mona on Twitter. Indicate Psychic View as a favorite on Blog Talk and be notified of Mona's special programs. Tune in to Psychic View each Sunday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific Time and call in to ask your question. Psychic View is brought to you on Blog Talk Radio for your entertainment and consideration. Mona is available for Las Vegas trade shows, VIP parties, and special events. Phone sessions are also available by appointment. You may contact Mona by dialing 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Or by going to her website at mysticmona.com. Thank you for sharing your morning with Mona. And remember, Psychic View, because the present moment is the gift.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of 2 regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
How do you contact Mona? Her website is thepsychicview.com and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Mona is available for special events, VIP receptions, Las Vegas trade shows, and personal readings in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona holds the privileged psychic arts license through the City of Las Vegas and is the published author of Chanting Life, Wisdom and a Dice Toss. Call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Remember, Mona changes lives one at a time.